time to tell the neighbors that Charlie Evers' show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and a big good morning to all of you, and welcome to Thursday morning. No, Friday morning. Excuse me. And today, you've got today and tomorrow yet of the Popcorn Festival. This may be a call for me. Let me check here. It may and may not. Good morning. We're on the air. No, it must not have been for me. And so it's a cool morning. Typical this time of the year, though. And normally, we'd have a lot of fog. And I guess there was some fog, they said, on TV, at least in Marion County. But it's just plain cool. But it's warming up. It's in the 60s already. And should be just an ideal day for the festival. My goodness. And last night, and the parade yesterday, oh, great. The parade, we were right at the beginning of the parade because to get a good picture and sight of my granddaughter, Scarlett Roston, and the parade started about where we were, right across from the Jersey. And, boy, you talk about a crowd. Woo! But there was something, the strangest thing, or man, I couldn't get my camera out in time. There was a strange man that appeared out of nowhere, wearing kind of raggedy clothes, and his hair looked like it had been kept somewhere, and mice had maybe had a nest in it. Strangest looking man, carrying a small bag, and he went across the street into the at a little grocery store-like, and that's the last I saw of him. I'd sure like to know where he came from. I mean, he would... It must have been like in Dick Tracy, remember B.O. Plenty? The guy that, was always described as B.O. Plenty. Well, this guy was even worse looking. And I'll never find out probably who he was or where he came from, unless somebody knew could tell me. But it was the strangest. That's just a side of, one of those side things when you're standing or sitting waiting on the parade to start. It was kind of interesting. Also in the parade were those big sheriff trucks, from the war in across the, let's see, which war was it that those trucks were built for, to withstand explosive devices buried under the road? Oh, my. They're really impressive. And they can enter any situation you might have where a gunman might be snipering or doing anything else. Those trucks, I guess, must be able to withstand anything, including a mine in the road. But that was, a couple of things. And then there was also, in the parade, something of high interest to me. Now, when I was a teenager, I worked at the Bucyrus Fire Department. I was in grade. No, I was not 13 yet. I was right around there. But I was mostly in grade school yet. And all my spare time was at the Bucyrus Fire Department. I worked for them. I did things, and I went to all the fires. I was the only kid in town riding a fire truck and could actually get into a fire zone that was roped off. And they had made a special hat for me and everything. And anyhow, on the fire department floor was an old wagon that we used it to store hose in it, rolls of hose. We had no other storage. It was all filled up. And we also had a 1918 fire truck on the floor yet. Plus, we had a couple of later models, not that much later, of fire trucks in that era. You know, you couldn't get new fire trucks during World War II. But anyhow, in that wagon that was in the parade last night, pulled by a team of horses with Steve Wickersham, that's the wagon that sat on the floor that I used to stand up on and toss rolls of hose in it for storage. And there it is. It's been restored. It's owned by a museum now. It originally was purchased by Louis Wickersham, and it was his grandson driving it last night. But Louis then apparently sold it to this museum, and the museum didn't know its background, and I saw it displayed, so I emailed them and told them all about the wagon, and they appreciated that. And they had it restored to its original fancy painting, oh my, lettering and everything. And that was in the parade last night. And I thought the parade was very well done. And boy, you talk about people. Oh my land. We were at the start of the parade. It was jam-packed with people. I think because all the people that would normally would have been on South Main came up that way. And so the parade was very good. Now, I timed it at the start. It was 35 minutes worth at the very start. Of course, you figure all that it had to go down and circle around. And I guess it ended up probably about an hour's time. But it was 35 or 38 minutes at the very start. So it was a very well-organized and very well-run parade. My goodness. Things went off just fine. And so it was a great first day of the Marion Popcorn Festival yesterday. Wow. And so it goes. Today is the second day, and I'm sure it's going to be jam-packed once again. As I parked and came over here this morning, the merchants were just getting ready, and no foot traffic yet. But I bet there already by now there is. And people are eating up a storm yesterday. Oh, my goodness. Now, what interesting thing. Now, I remember when Scott was telling about being in Bucyrus this year and to doing a broadcast from the festival up there, the Bratwurst Festival. He talked about eating bratwurst at Schmidt's. And I said, well, no, they make Bahama Mamas. They don't sell bratwurst. Well, yes, they do sell bratwurst because I ate one last night. Oh, my goodness. Big. I mean, bigger than you would find at the Bratwurst Festival. These are whopper-sized bratwurst. My goodness. And full of sauerkraut. Oh, wow. Well, if you have any ideas or any comments on last night or the parade and the festival in general, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. And remember, if you win a prize, you've got Thursday and Fridays to pick your prize up between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. That's Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. I have to emphasize that because we had somebody that didn't quite know that and came up and we were closed. That's 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Thursday and Friday. That means today. Today is Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Okay. And I've got to give away today, I've got a Bill Huntsman oil change. That's for standard oil, you know, not the fancy new oil that's really expensive. All the new cars will have this new synthetic oil. But now his oil changes will give you 5 quarts of non-synthetic oil. Huntsman's Auto Service. Okay, Bill Huntsman, good friend of mine. And that's right, he wasn't in the parade last night. I thought he might be in there with his Isetta. I don't know if he still has it. I bet he does. Okay. So, 7403839944, what do you think of the festival? Did you have a good time yesterday? Were you there? What do you think of the parade? Now, I saw some, Facebook, I tell you, Facebook is the worst thing, and sometimes a nice thing, but it can be a bad thing if you view comments. You know, the basic Facebook, not bad, but the comments from people, you wouldn't believe there are that many people with evil thoughts and whatever, but it's full of them. And last night after the parade, after I got home, I thought, well, look and see if there's any comments. Oh, my goodness. People said, that's the worst thing that ever happened, you know, and all this. But it was a great parade, absolutely great, and things went well. But you can't satisfy some people. 7403839944. And so it's a great festival. It's full of merchants. And, of course, there is the artworks, I take it, at City Hall. I've not been there yet. I haven't had that much of a chance. And there are merchants on Oak Street. And, okay. Oh, yes. Oh, and I've got zoo tickets. My goodness. And the Wilds to give away today. Wow. Okay. So, what questions can I ask you today? Well, I'd like to for you to hear or give us some comments about the festival, if you like. If not, here's my first question today, a carryover from yesterday. What's the percentage of moisture that it takes to pop popcorn? You know, a kernel of corn, the popcorn, has to have some moisture in it to heat up and make steam and explode into a kernel of popcorn. What's the average or the best percentage of moisture that you would have in that kernel? And so that's what they have to protect or engineer in all the storage bins everywhere, storing popcorn, that the moisture is kept at a certain level. Can you tell me what that would be? And it's a quite well-known fact about the percentage, but maybe you haven't heard. Okay, now, 7403839944, and don't forget, Thursday and Friday, that's today, Thursday and Friday every week, and today being Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., you can pick up your prizes. Okay. Now, another question. The Tall Grass Trail is the Marion County Park District, and the head guy there is, of course, James Anderson, who I have on the air once a month, and I've seen an awful lot of pictures taken from, good photographers of a lot of birds and animals at the Tall Grass Trail. Now, can you tell me, give me the name of three different types of birds that are out at the Tall Grass Trail? Three different species of birds. And that shouldn't be too hard. They've all been shown on Facebook. 7403839944. And I'll give you a choice of zoo tickets, the Wilds, or Bill Huntsman's oil change with regular oil. Okay. 7403839944. It's a great morning. You can't beat sunshine, even though it was a little chilly. Wow. It was a morning that you would have to, it felt good to wear a long sleeve shirt, that's for sure. Okay, name three types of birds that you could find, and oh, there are maybe 30 kind species you could find there. Just name three of them at the Tall Grass Trail on the west side of Marion. 7403-399-44. All right, and after today we have Saturday all day for the festival yet. Wow. Thousands upon thousands of people come to Marion for the 3 days. And every day there are thousands. Each day, oh my goodness. You wonder sometimes where they all come from. A lot of them are from Marion, of course, but many come from out of town. Wow. And it's good for Marion to put on a good, you know, best you can to show what good Marion is. I mean, the feeling you get by coming to Marion. All right. And there's entertainment, of course, on the main stage every night. I don't know who's playing tonight or tomorrow. I don't have that list in front of me. But I'm sure it'd be well attended once again. But, boy, there's a lot of royalty involved in the Popcorn Festival. It seems like, I don't know how many categories. I can't tell you offhand, but there's the Wee Pop. Or what do they call the baby? You know, just little babies. And then it just graduates on up to Miss Marion Popcorn Festival and Ms. Marion Popcorn Festival. A lot of categories. A lot of people spend a lot of money getting their outfits together. And to participate, too. It's not only doing your thing to win, but if you do win, then you take to the road every now and then to show Marion Popcorn Festival to people all around the state of Ohio.
Scott, did you know that Martha Dowse and George Casillas were taught to dance by Marion native and Miss America Marilyn Meskey?
I had heard that.
What you didn't know was that after Marilyn taught them how to dance, that George gave her a gift.
Oh, really? What was that?
Two jugs of olive oil and a box of lemons.
George's calling card, WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again. 740-383-9944 if you'd like to call and win a prize today. Tickets to the zoo, tickets to the wilds, and here we go. We have a caller. Just a second here. Good morning, caller.
Good morning to you, Miss Evers.
Yes.
Hey, I won a zoo ticket, and I went to pick it up, and you have moved to a different location from the Beltone building.
That's right, yes.
Okay,
you want to know where we are now?
Yeah.
Okay, we're downtown, and we're on the second floor of the building that's... the Ohio Health Building? It's on Okay. We're on the second floor, above the heart failure clinic, and you press the elevator button for the second floor, and then make a right-hand turn, and there we are.
Okay, I'm going to come pick up my Zoo Pass.
Oh, okay.
I'll see them. Well, I'm going to come. Thank you.
Yeah. So you come up, and we're open here till 1 p.m. Thursday and Fridays.
All right.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Yes, indeed. 740-383-9944. And our question today, name at least three species of birds you'll find at the Tallgrass Trail. Now, that should be rather easy. Or tell me... within a range of 1 or 2% of what would be the proper percentage of moisture in a kernel of corn that pops. And we do have some popcorn merchants here, and they should be getting, I think today we have some television coverage from Channel 6, I'm pretty sure. And so they'll be interviewing the popcorn people, I guess. Okay, and... trying to think here, what else can I bring up? Oh, yes. I didn't get an answer yesterday either. What is the system called when you raise plants, mainly vegetables, things like tomatoes, and what is the system called raising them in water? You know, no soil, and raising them in water that has been properly fertilized. And, here we go. Just a second. I got to reach around here and... Okay, caller, good morning.
Charlie, I'm going to take a stab at this. Is it called hydroponics?
Yes, it is hydroponics. Boy, you're...
Oh, I didn't even have to Google it.
No.
I'm so proud of myself.
Well, yeah, that's great. Hydroponics. Hydro.
Well, I'm not eligible or anything, but I was okay. Listening, and I just wanted to play along.
Okay, well, that's good to hear from you.
Have a nice show, Charlie.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Bye.
Okay, yes, hydroponics. That's the system. And I wish you could see hydroponics in action. Many of the greenhouses up north of, along Lake Erie, there's a whole system of greenhouses growing things with hydroponics. But I also wonder, north of me in Clarendon is a large operation, but I don't know. It started out, they were growing plants, tomato plants and different things, and raising tilapia fish, but I haven't heard anything about it in ages. And I wonder if they used to have horses there. But the horses are gone. The buildings are still there, the greenhouses. And I'm wondering, does anyone know what they're doing there? Are they raising tilapia fish mainly, or other things? 740-383-9944. That's on the Clarendon Northern Road. Okay, now let me see. There are a few other things I wanted to bring up from a week ago or so. Can you? Oh yeah, a simple question here, and we need a winner. Give me the year of the first popcorn festival. What year did it begin? 740-383-9944. And we've got zoo tickets, tickets to the wilds, and Bill Huntsman's oil change. 740-383-9944. What year was it that the Marion Popcorn Festival began? And I was there. I can remember that so well. I've been to all of them. And that's a long period of time. Oh, boy. Yeah, just think 1981 to 2019. That's a goodly amount of time. 740-389. Did I tell you what year it started? What year did the Marion Popcorn Festival start? 740-383-9944. All right. Now, today is going to be, a mighty big day here at the festival. That's for sure. Now, next week is the week preceding or in containing the big Wings Wheels extravaganza at the Marion Airport. And we'll be having guests on next week. For 3 days at various times. We will leave. Okay, I've got a caller here just a second. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Was it 1976?
No, it wasn't 1976. You're a few years off. Thank you. Okay. Yeah. What was going on at Marion in 1976? Anything? I was trying to think. That was when I had my donkey. Oh, that's right. We had all those animals on our farm. Okay, another caller. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, I think you let it flip. Was it 81?
Yes, it was 81.
Yeah, you let it flip. Sorry to be the one to point that out, Charlie.
Well, that's me. Okay.
Toodles.
Yeah, thanks. Okay. I give away the answers quite often, mistakenly. Okay, and so next week I've got guests that will be on every day next week that I'll be on. I've got people coming in from pilots, helicopter pilot will be on with me at 11:45 next Wednesday. And at 10:15, I'll have a man who does air shows and things from in Florida. And another man, John Shuttleworth, will be calling in. And that's just a start. And next week, of course, Climax is on the 14th with the Big Wings and Wheels Extravaganza at the airport. And just before that, of course, as you've been hearing for a long time, is the meal and recognition and good get-together of all the important people that, you know, Marines and the Army and the Black Hawk Squadron man, you know, a lot going on at the airport on at that meal in Hangar 12 on the 13th. So, yes, next week will be a busy week. I hope the weather is going to be good because everything hinges on weather, except for the Friday night deal in Hangar 12. Okay. But we hope it's going to be a nice dry day on Saturday and that we'll be getting out a lot of people. Wow. Saturday or Sunday? This 13th, yeah, it's the 14th that the big Wings and Wheels show of aircraft, you know, military aircraft and others. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a chance for you to bring the kids and really get an up-close look at some of the planes you've seen on television, like the Osprey and Black Hawk helicopters. We'll have at least two of them. Yeah, okay, a lot going on next week, my land. Okay, now, what else do I have here I can... Oh, that's right. I never got an answer on the race next week at the Little Brown Jug. You know, and they not only have the Little Brown Jug, and that's a race all in itself, but there are other races during that week. And next to the Little Brown Jug is this other race. And the title of that race has in it something you can carry water in. Now, what's the title of that? I don't think I got an answer, did I, yesterday for that? Yeah. What's the name of that race as part of the Little Brown Jug doings at the Delaware County Fair next week? Have you ever been to the Little Brown Jug? Wow. Now, that's a whole different atmosphere. I mean, there are people... Well, I know one person that rents the bed of his big truck so people can put their chairs on it and watch the race. And so they don't have to pay to get in the grandstand. But, yeah, if people wheel in their drinks galore, and it's just one big... You wouldn't think it was this part of the United States. Well, it's big time down in Delaware. And as a result, they take in quite a bit of money at the Delaware County Fair, and they have updated all their buildings once again and over. Boy, it is something to see, the Little Brown Jug race. And also going on at that time is the Farm Science Review. And I used to go that every year when I was a farm director at the radio station. Why, I had a role to play in information to get from the Farm Science Review. And it was always interesting to me. We would go down and all of us farm directors and others, extension people, and soil conservation people, we'd all go down and they would give us sack lunches to, you know, an appreciation of being there. And I'll never forget Dean Cotman, who was the head of the Agriculture Department of Ohio State. Dean Cotman, he would always put aside his sack lunch because I just felt that he didn't like digging into a sack lunch. And he was on a higher level. Of course, Dean Cotman, that's past history, too. I can remember, no, listen to this. I can remember going down, being invited to the Big Bear Farm, That's on that road right near the Columbus Zoo, the Big Bear Farm. It might still be there, but I don't suppose it's owned by Big Bear anymore because there's no Big Bear stores, I don't believe. But I was invited down to a state dinner and with the Ohio State football players. And so after we got there, I walked over to a man who was just standing there, kind of observing everything. And I told him who I was, and he told me who he was. It was Earl Bruce. Yeah, and Earl was there, the coach, of course, and being very observant of his players, making sure they all got their steaks to eat. And that was a long time ago. Man, that was the first time that Earl Bruce was shown or made himself known as the new coach. Yep, quite a few years ago. And now Earl Bruce has passed away. Am I going to be the only one still hanging around anywhere? 740-383-9944. And who knows how much time I've got left to hang around. Okay. Name three birds that you would find at the Tallgrass Trail. Now, there's probably 30 varieties, you know, if you started counting and inventorying them. But I want you to just name me three different birds you would find.
Rumor has it.
We'll be back.
One year, Buckeye Chuck died the morning of Groundhog Day, and you passed off a stuffed groundhog to the audience.
Well, yes, that did happen.
Did the crowd notice?
Well, not really. I just told the crowd he was scared to death of the audience, and they didn't know how true that was.
Honesty is always the best policy. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Three, two, one. Oh, no. Which button am I...
When every second counts... You can't wing it.
Guys, a little help up here?
In a home fire, you may have less than 2 minutes to get out. So make a family home fire escape plan. Then practice home fire drills at least twice a year so everyone knows what to do when they hear... Prepare your family at ready.gov/firedrill. Brought to you by FEMA, the Ag Council, and Make Safe Happen.
Okay, we're back once again. The time is 10:46. Eastern Daylight Time. Now, if anyone connected to the festival in one way or another, whether it's pageants and merchants, vendors, I would enjoy getting a call from you and telling them what you've got. We're wide open. We've got about an hour and 15 minutes to go in this program today. And, well, actually about an hour and 15 minutes, and would like to hear from anyone involved with the Popcorn Festival. If there's any merchants listening, you can call me and tell me what you're selling at the at the festival. This is a great opportunity, believe me. You don't get this in the big city. 740-383-9944. And don't forget, too, your prize can be picked up Thursday and Friday, here at our studio, new studios, between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Now, here's where we're located. We're right in the middle of the midway here at the Popcorn Festival. We're on the second floor of the bank, or rather not the bank, but the Ohio Health Building. And the Ohio Health has the bottom section here of the Heart Failure Clinic and other facilities there. Then when you come up to the second floor, our studios are up here, as well as, you know, some other offices of various makes and whatever. But we would come in the west door and hit the button for the elevator for the second floor, and you get off the elevator, and you make a right-hand turn, and we're right down the hallway. Okay, and that's Thursday and Friday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Keep that in mind. Now, today I've got to give away Bill Huntsman Auto Changes, tickets to the Wilds, and a lot of tickets to the Columbus Zoo. And how are you? Okay, going back to, okay, we've got the hydroponics, the way you grow things in water, the modern way. And you see, that can make up for a lot of land that can't be used anymore or maybe has a problem. We're growing a lot of things under glass. Okay, here's a caller. Let me see. Yes. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
Hey, the birds at the tall grass trail?
Yes.
Well, shoot, there would be a bunch of them. Probably the same ones in my backyard, because I live real close to that. But probably a robins and sparrows and blue jays and cardinals and even red-headed woodpeckers.
Yes, all of them. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
I feed the birds.
Well, that's good to hear, yes. Would you like a ticket to the zoo or somewhere?
Well, zoo tickets would be just great.
Yeah, zoo tickets are good forever. Would you like a pair of those?
Sure.
Okay, and what is your name?
Thomas Studer, S-T-U-D-E-R.
Thomas Studer, okay. All right. Good to hear from you, Thomas, and keep feeding the birds.
Hey, I love your show, by the way.
You what?
I love your show.
Oh, okay. Very good. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Okay. Bye. All right, Tom Studer. Zoo, boy, I'm getting away a lot of, the zoo is going to be full of Marianites. Okay, today is the 6th of September. My. Time is flying. It won't, a month or so, and it'll be snowing. Yes, October sometimes gets snow. We've had snow at the end of September. Not much, but yes, it can happen. It was mighty cool this morning. The low, I think, got into the 40s. Wow. And I think of these merchants. Of course, most of them have someplace else they're staying. But occasionally they'll have to sleep in their tent or in their building on the Midway and keep warm at the same time. Okay, so one winner today so far. Some pours and a good bird feeder, yes. Yeah, we have, all the different types of sparrows. We have the chipping sparrow, which makes these little peeping sounds. And the chipping sparrow is a very small sparrow in contrast to the house sparrow. And you have not only a chipping, but there's one other type that has a reddish head sparrow. And, of course, you have different varieties of woodpeckers. You have the kind of the ladderback, the hairy woodpeckers, and the pileated, and it goes on and on. Red-headed woodpeckers, boy. All these you can see from time to time at the Tallgrass Trail out west of Marion on the Holland Road. James Anderson is the man in charge out there, and he puts on a lot of programs and appears in a lot of places and promoting the Tallgrass Trail. And there's a lot of bicyclers out there, too, by the way. And they can ride 12 miles one way on their bikes. So it makes a good 24-mile round trip. I haven't been on my bike in such a long time, and it's a shame, too. Once you get older, you get a little bit, not as good at keeping up with repairs and maintenance on your bicycle. And then, I have a little greater time sometimes balancing everything. Or really getting involved, but I miss that because I bicycled over the years thousands of miles, and most of my miles, I think, were on the trail over at Mount Vernon, the Kokosin Gap Trail. I spent a lot of time over there. At the Kokosin Gap Trail, you'll find the athletic center for Kenyon College, and I saw it being built from the ground up. And it was so interesting. It's a huge, I think, $67 million building. Wow. Okay. And elsewhere, what do you like best? If you come to the festival or have been here, what type of food do you like best? Now, that's an old question often brought up. What do you like best? And last night, I haven't covered all the food areas of the festival, just certain areas. But I saw the usual. I saw DeRusso's sausage. They've been here every year since it began. They're from over around the Canton area. And like I was talking yesterday about bourbon chicken, yeah, boy, they were doing the business hand over hand there. The bourbon chicken, they do well at every event they go to. People like the flavor of bourbon, even though they all buy this flavor in a bottle, not a whiskey bottle, but it's a concentrated flavor that they can use to mix in with their chicken as it cooks. And then they have bourbon chicken, which has a taste like bourbon, really. 740-383-9944. But what would you come to eat if you were going up and down the Midway and all around? What would excite your taste? I noticed, not the Epworth, but the Prospect Street Methodist Church, they're selling baked goods and noodles, and they've been doing that for years and years. It's a little moneymaker for them. Also, they have, I think, a parking lot. They, you know, you can pay to park in, so forth. Okay, and what else? There's a lot of pizza available, Stromboli. Oh, and the gyros. You can get all that. You can get it with made out of chicken or the regular, what would you call a chicken gyro? Because the gyro or the gyro contain lamb and beef together. And it has a tremendous taste. And they put all the other things with it. What do you like? 740-383-9944 on this beautiful Friday morning. Now, don't forget, too, after 12:15, with Brandy Downs and Scott, we'll all be together for a while, till 1 o'clock on the air. And next week, as I said, we have a lot of guests that will be coming in conjunction with the Wings and Wheels show at the Marion Municipal Airport. Also, I think the groundbreaking will be taking place there during the get-together at the airport, the groundbreaking for the brand-new administration building. Now, what most people don't know, unless they live within a few miles of the airport, the amount of traffic coming in on the Marion every day. A lot of jets, private jets or executive jets from various industries will come to Marion from time to time. And so the airport gets quite busy, and it's Marion's doorstep. The people who come to the airport and see our airport and our facilities, you get, I hope, a very good impression of the area. They'll get even a better impression once the new administration building is built. The other one was built in about 1950, and it shows a lot of wear and tear. 740-383-9944. What's the name of that race? Not the Little Brown Jug, but the next prominent race at the Delaware County Fairgrounds next week. You have the Little Brown Jug, and you have another, and next in line. And the title, the hint I can give you, in the title of that race is something you could carry water in. Now, what would that be? No, it's not the Little Brown Jug. It's the next important race. You know, they have quite a few different named races at the Little Brown Jug Affair at the Delaware County Fairgrounds. 740-383-9944. Wouldn't it be nice, too, if we had, well, we've got the Popcorn Festival. That's a big get-together. And we have the airport get-together, Wings and Wheels. What else can we do in Marion? Okay, we have a caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yes.
Would that be the Jugette?
No, it's not the Jugette, but it sure sounds like it could carry water.
No, they have a Jugette also, and I don't know exactly what that entails, but yeah.
Well, this,
that they have that down there too.
This race I'm referring to is even more entitled, or it's second rate to the Little Brown Jug.
Okay.
Okay, you look it up.
All right.
Okay.
Have a good day.
All right. Yeah, if you, I don't know, what would you look at? Google Marion or Delaware County Fair and Little Brown Jug, and they would list all the races, perhaps, including the one with the title that you could carry water in. Okay. The time, right? Oh, it's 11 o'clock? Yes, it is. Well, 10:59 to be exact. And we're going to break here for a few minutes and be right back with more questions and more things to give away. It's kind of been a slow day. Is everybody at the festival? If you're at the festival, give me a buzz and let me know what you're doing. What about the show, the art show at the, that's still going on, isn't it, at the, in the city building? I haven't been able to get there yet this year, but I'm sure it's always a very good art show there. All right. Stay tuned, because more will follow at the 2019 Marion Popcorn Festival. I would still like to know some of your favorite food. And we're open for everyone. And don't forget to pick up your prize between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Thursday and Friday.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right, well, as I walked through the door, I could see, I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more than one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They were all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within four or five steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took two steps forward, and he put him in arm reach. In my reach, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired.
The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it, how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
Well, I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, at least most parents. You know, all the kids wanted a mother.